What is the date and time?
Today is Sunday, October 4th at 5:15 p.m.
Awesome. And so what is your name and the primary things you do like on a day-to-day basis?
My name is Jennifer Railing, and I am an assistant nurse manager for the TriHealth Cancer Institute.
Awesome. And so where do you live, and what is it like to live there?
I live in Westchester, Ohio. You'll see anywhere from upper middle class to lower middle class.
All right. And when you first learned about COVID-19, what were your first thoughts on it? How have your thoughts changed since then?
At first, I didn't think it was as serious as they were trying to say it was, and I have definitely changed my opinion on that, given that I work in the medical field.
And what issues have you most concerned about COVID-19 pandemic?
I think really the elderly. You know, we're trying to save them physically, but we're ruining their mental well-being.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, how is obviously you're a nurse. So how has COVID-19 affected your job, and in what ways has it done that?
It has affected it a lot. In the very beginning, we were forced to basically close down the hospital and only let patients in, no family members. And even in the infusion centers where I have nurses, very hard to be telling people they have horrible diagnoses and not be able to have a family member there to support them. Financially, we were all furloughed for a time, so we all had to take a little bit of a financial hit when this all first started.
So how has COVID-19 changed your employment status? You kind of just mentioned that, but can you go in more depth about that?
Luckily, my status stayed the same. We questioned for a while whether we were going to lose jobs. We did have to lose some staff out of the Cancer Institute, but because cancer being the nature of what it is, we didn't lose a lot of business, so we stayed financially pretty secure and helped the hospital through the worst of the time.
Nice. And what concerns do you have about the effects of COVID-19 on your employment and even the economy in a broader sense?
For my employment, I think I'll have to stay with a job, but the management's raises and bonuses are due right now, and it's a question whether we're going to get them. But at least we have a job, so we can't complain too much. Economically, I foresee a lot of small businesses closing down, which is very sad.
Yeah, and how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected the employment of other people, people that you are close to?
Well, in my work environment, we have had to scale down, and some people have lost their jobs throughout the whole hospital system. Our hospital system did a very good job at helping those people who lost their jobs get employment either somewhere else in our system or outside our system. But I don't know of anybody that doesn't have a job that wants to be working because of COVID. It just looks a little different. A lot of people working from home.
Yeah. So how has COVID-19 affected your day-to-day activities?
Oh, it has on a large scale. We're very social people. I have very much limited who my social circle is right now, where I go. I haven't seen my family, especially my parents, because they're elderly. So, yeah, it's definitely changed the day-to-day.
And how has your work changed on a day-to-day basis?
Obviously, we all have to be wearing masks. keeping things much cleaner. We are now letting one visitor in when they go to the doctor appointment, but still no visitors when they go to the infusion room.
Awesome. So how are you managing day-to-day activities? Actually, we're just going to skip that one. Don't worry, I'll just go in and edit all this. Has the COVID-19 outbreak affected how you associate and communicate with your friends and families? You just kind of mentioned that a little bit, but can you go in a little more depth?
Yeah, I have a smaller group that I hang out with now because I know they're COVID conscious. Family, I haven't really seen a whole lot, again, because of my elderly parents and us trying to keep them protected. So holidays have been much different, birthdays, things like that. No, not the social that we're used to.
Yeah. And so what do you think the biggest challenges you have faced during the pandemic have been?
I think keeping my nurses at work supported as they have felt the emotional pull of dealing with the patients when they're getting the worst news of their life and not having a loved one sit next to them while they're getting that news. It's been very emotional on all of our nurses to see patients not get what they need.
Yeah. So what have you done in your free time and recreation because of COVID-19? Like what did you used to do and how has it changed?
Lots more time in the house, than before. Netflix has gotten a workout, that's for sure.
So how would you say that, COVID-19 has affected your community? Whether that be like schools, churches, any sort of club you belong to?
Well, I haven't been to church since this all started. They, are doing it remotely or they have one outdoor service downtown. So definitely has, affected that aspect. We can watch it online, but it's definitely not the same as being in a building and being with people and feeling the community.
Yeah. So how are people, like, how do you see people around you responding to the pandemic?
It's very variable. Some people are very cautious. My sister doesn't really leave the house except to go to the grocery store. I have other friends who act like nothing in the world is happening, and haven't changed their behavior and will even travel out of state. To those people kind of in the middle who, are taking precautions but still live their life daily.
Yeah, so have you seen people around you change their opinions or their day-to-day activities or relationships in response to the pandemic? Like, what did it look like for some of your friends at the beginning of the quarantine and what it looks like now?
I think I've had friends go both ways on that. We have had some friends that were very cautious in the beginning, but because no one around them has been affected, they've loosened up probably more than they should. And I've had people who didn't really buy into it at the beginning, have someone affected by it and saw the devastation, and now they have gone the other direction.
Self-isolation and flattening the curve have been two key ideas that have emerged during the pandemic. How have you, your family, your friends, and the community responded to self-isolation, flattening the curve, or quarantining?
I think in the beginning, we did very well with the self-isolation, and we really did flatten the curve. I mean, we had here in Cincinnati, we had the convention center ready to go as a step-down hospital, for the city, and we did not even have to use that because of our successful efforts of flattening the curve. I think as time has gone on, a lot of people have given up a little bit on the isolation and trying to get back to normal life.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that for sure. How has COVID-19 changed your relationships with friends, family, and community?
I think it has definitely strengthened friendships that I know that are, you know, close ones. I know who my go-to people are. It's made me miss my family. And I think it's given me a sense of value to those friends that I keep close.
So have you or anybody that you know, including some of those friends, gotten sick during COVID-19 outbreak? You mentioned about how some of your friends have changed their minds about the pandemic because someone in their family has been sick. What can you comment on that?
Yes, I've seen quite a few. One of my nurses got sick right at the very beginning, and we saw what she went through, and I think that's why I have been more cautious maybe from the beginning than some people, because we saw it right away. We have another friend now that is just got care flighted to the Cleveland Clinic. She's been on ECMO and a vent for weeks and most likely will not make it through this.
In what ways do you think that COVID-19 is affecting people's mental and or physical health?
I think for those people who get COVID-19, it's very much physical. For those of us who have been fortunate enough not to get it, it's very much mental. It's causing a lot of social isolation, especially for the elderly. People in nursing homes that, you know, rely on their family to come in and they cannot, or in the hospital and cannot. Even my family, my parents who are just in a house together, you can see the depression setting in.
What has been your primary sources of news during the pandemic?
To be honest, it was in the beginning. I watched it very faithfully every day for the updates. And then it got to a point where I could not, because I couldn't watch it anymore because I was living it every day at work. And then coming home and watching the newscasts and the updates.
So when you're watching, where did you watch it? On TV? Were you using the internet, newspaper?
TV.
TV. And how have those sources changed during the pandemic? Like you viewing them?
I actually had to stop viewing them between COVID and work stress and the other things that have been happening in society. It just got to be too overwhelming to watch the news all the time, so I quit watching.
What do you think are important issues that the media may or may not be covering?
To be honest, since I'm not really watching the news a lot right now, I'm not sure what they are or are not covering. I think one issue that is not talked about a whole lot is the long-term effects of COVID survivors.
Yeah. How have municipal leaders and government officials in your community responded to the outbreak?
I think the governor of Ohio has done an excellent job, and our local government in flattening the curve. And they got out there, you know, they were some of the first to respond and take such harsh measures. They're in a no-win situation. They're always going to have someone saying they're being too strict and then the other half saying they're not strict enough. So they are definitely, they can't do right either way they go.
So do you have any thoughts on how the local and like Westchester government and how the federal leaders are responding to the crisis?
I mean, I think they're taking the recommendations from the CDC and encouraging people to wear masks and social distance. And I think they're trying to walk a fine line between keeping us all healthy but keeping the economy going.
Yeah. Has your experience transformed the way you think about family and friends and community because of all this?
Absolutely. I think I took, especially family, my siblings and my parents, I took my time with them for granted when I could always be with them. And now that I can't, I think it's more special or important.
Yeah. How does this pandemic compare to other large events that have happened in your lifetime?
This is a hard question. Has it compared? The only thing I think I can compare this possibly to is 9/11. Because that's the only other thing that has really hit on a scale across the entire country, or world. I think the similarities are during that time and during this, you've seen people, become heroes, everyday people become heroes, doing things they either normally wouldn't have done or going above and beyond.
Yeah, what do you imagine your life being like in a year from now? Like, do you feel like we're going to be closer to normal, or?
I think I'm hoping we'll be closer to normal. I think COVID's going to become like the flu in that it's seasonal and we're never going to get rid of it. But hopefully we'll have better cures for it or vaccines. But yeah, I don't see it ever going away. I would like to live without a mask.
Knowing what you know now, what do you think that individuals, communities, or governments need to keep in mind for the future?
I think people need to realize that when things like this happen, the experts don't have the answers either right away. And I think people were not very forgiving in that things didn't move quickly, or they were getting information that wasn't always accurate. I think we had a lot of armchair quarterbacks in this whole thing. A lot of people who thought they know what's going on or expected other people to very quickly have answers. And I think we need to learn patience in that area.
Awesome. I just want to thank you for your time and your willingness to be interviewed. I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you.